welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller, and Merry Christmas! The holidays are a wonderful time for the craft beer lover. Many of us will be receiving beer-related Christmas presents, maybe even some beer. I hope so. And we'll be enjoying some wonderful seasonal brews and other favorites. Seth Cook from Woodlegs Brewing in Brookings says, it's awfully easy to find gifts for us beer nerds.
If you know any beer nerds in your life, or even mild beer nerds, it makes for such an easy gift. Because there is such a wide variety of beers that you can get, and everybody loves gifts for Christmas. And, of course, that includes even glassware and everything else. So beer for Christmas, beer as Christmas, is quite easy.
And this time of year, there's just a ridiculous number of great beers released, including some specifically for the holidays.
Christmas beers, or, you know, some things that are, you know, pretty understandable. They're a little bit higher in alcohol content. They usually have some really rich, roasted, and deep, dark flavors.
Usually on the dark side. Not always.
But they're sometimes called winter warmers. So if you're browsing a beer list, winter warmer is kind of the word that a lot of people use for them. And some of them carry spice. Some of them carry bread flavors, raisin flavors, dark fruit flavors, nut flavors. Really. Big beers.
How about Seth's favorite winter warmer or Christmas beer?
I think Samuel Smith makes one that I've always been a big fan of. That's kind of a classic. I don't even think that's really high in ABV.
I don't think it's probably high
for their style.
I think it's around 6 or something.
Right. It's probably high for their style, but certainly not. I mean, that's what a cream ale is here in America these days. So, but I've liked that one. I've always liked, this isn't necessarily because it's a Christmas beer, but it always reminds me of home, is I've always liked spruce tip beers, like the Moulinier that Crow Peak does. I associate that with Christmas. Not everybody does.
Oh, no, it kind of makes sense.
But I've liked spruce tip beers.
Those aren't the easiest to find.
And no, they're not. And you know what? Some people don't think they're the easiest to drink either. So like Brandt, for instance, doesn't care for them at all. But
he's of the belief that it's like sucking on a Christmas tree.
Right. Yeah. And I think it kind of is. And I grew up in the hills, so those flavors and smells that reminds me very much of home, or at least where the folks live. So I kind of like those as a Christmas beer.
But hey, anything can be a Christmas beer, especially if it evokes memories of home or of a time or place.
One of my Christmas beers is Fat Tire from New Belgium. And nobody would confuse that with a Christmas beer, but I used to drink that because when I would go home to the western half of South Dakota before we could get it out here, is my friends and I, we would venture into Wyoming and go to Newcastle or Gillette or, you know, wherever, and end up having Fat Tire there because we could get it. And that was just associated with Christmas. We'd buy a case of that, and we would make sausage at our house for Christmas as a Christmas tradition and drink Fat Tire. So it has nothing to do with Christmas, but in my mind it's seasonal and situational, and it kind of reminds me of the days that we would do that.
And it reminds you of home, and that's all about Christmas too.
There it is. That is all about Christmas.
More when Beer Untapped continues in a moment.
4 pounds of fat, made in 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller, the Christmas show. One of the great things about Christmas is traditions, something Seth Cook at Wooden Legs is hoping to build at their pub.
We've built some traditions with some of the families and some of our friends and some of our regulars, and it's been fun to see people year after year that have come back, and you know, they'll come try some of our stouts or some of our styles and say this is how they remembered coming home for Christmas even 3 or 4 years ago. So it's been really cool. You know, it's a great time of year.
And if you need a last minute gift for the craft beer lover on your list, Wooden Legs can help you out. Head pub keep Liz Earle.
Actually, Angela, who is our assistant general manager here, makes a lot of beer-related sundries, I guess would be the correct term. She uses hop oil, infuses chapstick with that. She also makes a cocoa stout version of her chapstick, which is pretty delicious. And you can find all sorts of stuff like that either on Etsy or Amazon, or you can come to Wooden Legs and buy it right from us. Otherwise,
you guys have other merchandise too.
We do. We have all sorts of merchandise. We have glassware, which is always fun. I personally, like, all of my glassware in my house is pint glasses, some from here, some from other local breweries, some from kind of the bigger name stuff like Odell. And then growlers are always fun. They're great because they store beer, which is awesome, but they're also really great as decorations up along, like, the top of your cupboards and stuff. There's merchandise like T-shirts, all sorts of fun, exciting things that maybe necessarily aren't beer, but if you want to get right to the point, you can just buy a growler of beer and give that, because that's always an awesome, wonderful option.
And of course, the holiday season would not be complete without a New Year's Eve party, and the one at Wooden Legs is a blast.
The worst kept secret, it's a speakeasy, so don't tell anybody. So it's always a fun speakeasy. The crew here does a really good job decorating, kind of transforming the pub, and it's kind of a fun, magical night to put to bed 2016. I think we're all ready to put a bow on 2016, put it on the shelf, and get on to 2017, us included. So come out and hang out with us on to ring out 2016 and welcome 2017. And, you know, just to plug again, we're going to start doing wine at 12 midnight, or, you know, right at the stroke of midnight in 2017. Our wine license takes over, and we'll be able to do wine. I think we're going to do champagne and other things. I know I don't make any of the wines here, but I think everybody will be pleasantly surprised with some of the things we are bringing in. Some local wines, some wine on tap, some cool things that you've probably never seen before, at least in this area.
God rest ye merry gentlemen. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day.
Finally, this is the last news show of 2016, so here are some of the best beers, either new to the market or new to me, that I got to try this year. Cassian Sunset from Central Waters, a barrel-aged beauty. The 30th anniversary Keller Pils from Summit, a true gem that they're going to make again next year. Yes. The beautiful 2016 Oktoberfest from Sierra Nevada and German brewer Mars Brau, a malty beauty. Hop Lab White from Bank Brewing was juicy goodness. The 2016 Drink Local Pale Ale from Wooden Legs, as well as their Dark Rogue here at the end of the year, really good beers. The 2016 Cave Aged Barrel Aged Lager from Shells, that one's simply fabulous. And perhaps the best beer I had this year, the Citra Double Dry Hop Pseudo Sue from Toppling Goliath. That was amazing. Really glad I got a bottle of that. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly. And Merry Christmas.